No, we travel full time. We're not from anywhere.
So you just found the road.
What's that?
So you just found the road.
No, we're full time. We're what you would call van dwellers. We have a camper van, and that we live in our camper van. We sold everything we own to travel the country and preach the gospel all over.
Nice.
Yeah. Why do you ask?
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I saw you last year and saw you yesterday.
Uh huh.
I was just curious.
So have you taken anything that I've said, if you listen to anything, to heart about what is biblical Christianity versus the cultural Christianity that's all over America? I think, do you see the cultural Christianity?
Yeah.
Do you see, I want to bring this up. Were you out here when those young people were playing guitar?
Yeah.
Okay. Yesterday, I talked to those young people. They were mocking the righteousness of God, the doctrines of God, and there was LGBT approving going on. So I have a question. Does God want lip service music while we promote sin and false ways?
No, he doesn't.
Did you see the crowd love on them? Even when I told everybody, hey, they were promoting all this stuff yesterday. You see that? You see what's wrong with the church system? It's not truly born of God.
Yeah.
This is Satan's system to deceive and distract. Look at the fruit. Look at the fruit of your own life. Are you a holy, biblical, set-apart Berean, Acts 17, that scours the scriptures to do everything according to God's word? Are you in your life? Everything?
I would say everything.
Why not? You claim to be born again?
Yeah.
If you're born again, is the Spirit of God ever going to lead you to not do God's will?
No.
Is he ever going to lead you into sin?
No.
Is he ever going to lead you into worldliness?
No.
Then why would your life not be all about the things of God? All the time. Make sense?
Yeah.
You're not married. You're young, right?
Yeah.
If you get married, I have a question. Do you want your wife to be faithful to you all the time or just most of the time?
All the time.
So if you're not faithful to God all the time, but you want your wife to be faithful to you all the time, wouldn't that be called a hypocrite?
Yeah.
And see, the church systems train you. Go to church on Sunday.
And then come out.
Do this. Hey, the Packers are on.
Yeah.
And then the cheerleaders come across the field and you, oh, can't look at that. And then you're getting worked up by the rowdy violence I used to be in. And it's like, oh, that's not godly. And then the food comes out and you see a bunch of fat people, gluttonous people eating. Oh, that's not right. Sin after sin after sin after sin.
I wouldn't say like 97.3 is like 100%, I'd say.
Say that again?
I wouldn't say Nightlife 97.3 is like 100% like right. Because I think they're just kind of like,
they're worldly Christianity. You know who they're putting on concerts for? Kim Walker Smith. You know who she is?
No.
Kim Walker Smith is linked to Bethel Church in California. Do you know about the New Apostolic Reformation?
Yeah.
They believe in all kinds. They're an occult form of Christianity. They believe in things like they go to people's graves and lay on the ground and suck power from them. That sound like that's of God to you?
Yeah.
That's called necromancy. God forbid it in the Old Testament. That's who they're promoting. You know who else they promote? The Lutheran Church. You know about Martin Luther? He was a murderous, hate-filled man that wanted to murder Jews. So none of this. See, here's the thing. Satan uses some truth, and then he uses lots of error to deceive. Rat poison, I tell people this all the time. Would you eat rat poison?
No.
Why not?
Because it's poison.
How much is poison in the rat poison? You know?
No.
Like 5%. That's it. The rest of it's protein that carries the poison to your bloodstream and kills you. So if you should look at this little bit of lie, little bit of sin. How many sins did it take Adam and Eve to get thrown out of the garden? How many sins did it take in Leviticus 10 when two priests bought strange fire, which is what they're bringing, said, God, we'll worship you this way, not the way you said. We're going to offer you this. And God went, turned him into charcoal briquettes. One sin. How many, this one, most people don't know this. Moses, would you say Moses was a godly man?
Yeah.
He didn't get to go in the promised land.
Because he did that water thing.
Very good. God says, you didn't listen to me. You don't get to go and hold it. Joshua will take him in. You don't get to go. Now, that doesn't mean that Moses didn't make it into the kingdom. I'm sure he repented. The point is, one sin will affect your destiny. And so if you have unrepented sin that you hold on to and you live, whether it's pride and vanity, churchianity, fleshly music, worldliness, and you hold on to it, if you hold on to that sin and don't give it to Jesus, when you die, whose record is it on? Yours or Jesus? On yours. But see, the church system doesn't teach that. The church system pretty much teaches you believe in Jesus, you got baptized, you go to church, Jesus died for your sins, you're good to go. Jesus didn't die. Jesus didn't die to cover all the sins you keep doing. Jesus saves you out of sin, not while you're in your sin. Like your wife.
Like
what's that?
They don't want you in the quarter.
Yeah, yeah. Good point, too, like about the wife. If the wife came back to you and said, yeah, I've been laying with another man, and she said, forgive me. I use this example all the time. She said, forgive me. What's your first name?
Titus.
Tyler?
Titus. Yeah.
Your first name's Titus? Mm-hmm. Oh, good name. I'm Tupos. Biblical name you got there. If she said, forgive me, and you said, well, wow, you crushed me, you hurt me, but I know we all can sin. I'm going to forgive you. What's the first thing you're going to ask her to do?
Not do it again.
Stop seeing the dude. What if she said, Titus, I love you in my heart, mm-hmm. but I'm going to still go see him a couple times a year? What would you say?
We're done.
You see where the standard people have for their husbands and wives is way up here, but people's standard for God is way down here. Everybody here was mocking me when I call for righteousness and holiness, and all they do is sing songs about grace. You saw them singing grace. You think God wants lip service Christianity, or does he want heartfelt biblical Christianity? So I show you all that. Pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, they're not God ordained. Going to a religious building for religious service isn't God ordained. I show you all this. So you were here last year. So why do you think God's going to pardon you as your part? You probably go to a church, right?
Yeah.
What church do you go to?
I go to Redemption Ministry Fellowship. It's 27.
Okay. So if you looked at them and tested these, they probably have sin too, right? That they keep.
We're non-denominational, so right, we're not but, like Lutheran or Catholic.
But do they keep Christmas and Easter?
Yeah.
There's a sin. Do they don't teach you to come out of the world. They don't teach you how to dress your temple.
They do, actually. We have a drug program.
No. Coming out of the world means sports, politics, entertainment, TV, music, Netflix. The world is Satan's system.
I think there's a balance to everything. Like, if it's above God, like an idol almost, like you wake up...
No, you just said your wife. She said, I love you more than that man in my heart, but I can't still have him?
No, I'm saying, like if you wake up, you know, your easier first thought, you know, for truth. But I don't think, like... I think it has to be, like... a balance everything.
But a balance. Can you sin and be worldly?
No.
Well, being of the world, watching Netflix is worldly, carnal movies.
Depends on what you watch.
No, it doesn't matter. They're all... Ready? What's an actor? They're hypocrites and fakes. And it's immodest, and it's worldly, and it's carnal. Green Bay Packer Nation. You think God honors violent, covetous, immodest, pride-filled football that supports the LGBT movement? You think God's in that?
I don't support that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But so test your church system. I think you're going to find if they're keeping pagan holidays, there's one sin. One sin God had and he put out. There's one sin your church keeps. They don't repent of that. How can you be united to them? What if your pastor slept with one woman outside of his wife? Isn't that one sin that could really affect him?
Yeah.
Why overlook the other ones? Pagan holidays, false gospels. They don't teach you to come out of the world. They're not teaching you how to dress your temple. This right here, I got to tell you because I love you. That cross. Do you know that cross is not biblical? Have you ever looked up the word cross in the Bible? It doesn't mean cross at all. It means stake or a tree. Jesus died on a stake or a tree. Do you know why? Because the Bible says in Deuteronomy, whoever dies on a tree is cursed. Jesus died on a tree to be cursed for us, to break the curse from Adam and Eve and our sin. That cross symbol comes from Roman Catholicism. Jesus was hoisted up. He either died like this, okay, nailed to a tree like this, or they nailed him on crossbeam. And when they pulled the crossbeam up, guess what it made the shape of? The cross. But he died on a tree. It's biblical to talk about him dying on a tree. So, but that's also like adornment. We're not supposed to like adorn our bodies and our temples. This is the temple of God. So if that's the temple of God, and if God built a temple in your town, would you come and spray paint that on the side of the temple? Why would you put it on your body then? Do you see what I'm saying? They're not teaching you to walk in holiness. God actually killed animals in Genesis 3, shed blood, and made us coats of skins, and he made garments. You're not too far from it, but it should be a little longer. But guess what? To cover ourselves up. Guess why? We're prone to sin now, right? When a girl goes walking by in really tight jeans, what are you tempted to do?
Look at him.
What if she had on clothing that covers her body? That's why we do it. We're supposed to cover our bodies.
Yeah, my friend made the point the other day. He's like, yeah, he is partially right. Because, like, you look, like, we took a walk around Duluth. And it's like, you don't see different dressing. It's like all the same dressing.
The church is like the world, and we're supposed to be separate from the world. If you really are born of God. So this isn't really the church at all. This is just a false placebo Satan system. So, yeah, you got to be separate. And clothing is a sin covering. It's not a fashion statement. Probably go to your church and you got to look at the ground because the girls dress pretty bad.
We don't have too many youth there, but
But they probably don't dress biblical. I can tell you that. So that's what I'm saying. I would encourage you to go deeper in the Word of God. My website does that for free. They're selling the things of God in here. Crowder, he's worth $6 to $8 million. How did he get that rich? Selling the music of God. Did Jesus say freely give because freely was given? Did Jesus make a whip in John 2 for people selling the things of God, turning the Father's house into a profit? They make a business out of Jesus. People walk around with hats and bumper stickers and sweatshirts and all this stuff. They've turned Jesus into a trinket business. My Savior is not a trinket business. He's a glorious Savior. We're to lift him up. We're to walk in holiness. We're to walk in righteousness. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. They're not keeping the commandments of God. They've laid down the commandments of God. They keep a few, but they're supporting LGBT. They're supporting, ready? Pride. What is pride? Pride is dressing in a way, acting in a way, living in a way that you think you're something. You see a lot of people doing that? That's an abomination to God, Titus, in Proverbs 6:17. It's like killing the innocent. Go and slaughter, ready? Go slaughter an innocent child and then go have a proud look. God says both of them are an abomination to him.
They already do that. They already slaughtered.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. So that's America. And I call America out too. You know, a lot of churches are political. God bless America. It's a great nation. America is a godless nation, hypocritical nation, because they don't follow the biblical Savior. They have a false God. They have Illuminati. They have Masonic. They're led by Roman Catholicism. They're led by worldliness. And God's wrath is coming to judge America, not God bless it. So here's the chore. Here's the answer. You got to come out of that church system. You got to come out of things like this. You got to come out of the culture, and you got to strip your life down and be a Noah and follow in righteousness if you are truly born of him. That's the fruit that you're born of him. We don't work our way to heaven, right? Because you don't have perfect righteousness, do you?
No.
Neither do I. But Jesus has perfect righteousness. So we say, Lord, I'm with you. I need your perfect righteousness. Now we follow him out of sin. What if we say, Lord, I'm with you, we still walk in our sin.
That's borderline.
That's what they're doing. These are all saying, grace, grace, Lord. We want to go to heaven. We want grace. Oh, we love our sin. We love the world. We love Netflix. We love Packers. I love my pride and vanity. I got women. This is shameful. I'm going to tell this to you. I got women walking by that are dressed in modest, tight dresses. And a woman walking by, she walks up to me and she sticks. I'm going to use the word because it's in the Bible. She sticks her breasts in my face, Titus. And it says, faith in sparkly jingles. And she's all sparkled up with jewelry and tight clothes. And she sticks her breasts in my face. I'm being graphic. And says, look it, I love God. Does that sound like a godly woman to you? That sounds like a charlatan. That sounds like a Jezebel type woman. And so there's harlotry. Women can dress in harlotry. Men can dress in harlotry. And there's spiritual harlotry. So what I offer to you is, if you love God, you came over here to talk to the street preacher when everybody else was mocking me. You know what? When you saw, did you see me preaching? Did you see what's going on? Men getting in my face and all stuff. If you wonder, why does this guy come and do this? I don't make money doing this. I don't charge money. I'm not popular on the internet. I don't make a penny off my website. Why does this guy do this?
To spread the word.
Right here. How am I here? If I didn't leave my homestead and sell it, travel, come to these events, withstand the mockers that tell me, leave, get out of here, get out of here. How do I ever talk to you, Titus? I don't. I got to withstand all of that. And we got to talk to a lot of seekers yesterday. We're talking to you today. Those people may be seekers right there. We're talking. That wicked hireling right there.
I wouldn't say like.
Wicked hireling calling the police over making videos. I'm waiting for him to show up. What happened? You wicked man, you need to repent. You know why I'm calling him out? Last year, were you here last year?
Yeah.
Did you see what they did to me last year? They put giant speakers out there, and everywhere I walked, they were pointing the speakers at me, blasting me with their music. And I told them, it's going to be on the internet. You're going to look really bad. It's on the internet. You can look up my testing. This year, he's not doing that. But you know what he just did? He just stood there and told me, you can't make public videos. I'm calling the police. And I said, what? I can make public videos all I want. In the public, you can make public videos. And so he just said he was going to call the police on me.
So I'm just curious, like, what would you say about, like, Christmas is wrong if you're celebrating Jesus' birth?
Did God ordain it?
What do you mean?
Did God create it as a holy day?
I don't know.
He did. Who makes days holy?
God.
The word holiday means holy day? Who invented Christmas?
I don't know.
Roman Catholics. Who invented Easter? Roman Catholics. Who invented Good Friday? Roman Catholics. And the evangelicals are taking it on and doing it. So here's the thing. Like I told you about those two priests that brought strange fire. Mm-hmm. So that's strange fire. God, do you think God should order the worship he wants, or could we do anything we want?
He should order.
So he didn't start Christmas. He didn't start Easter. These are pagan holidays. I mean, ready? Nobody in the Bible kept Easter and Christmas. Mm-hmm. Nobody. Paul, John the Baptist, Peter, none of them did. It's an invention of man. It's actually the merging of pagan holidays. The winter solstice, and they put Christ's birth to it to bring the pagans and the Christians together. Easter was Ishtar, was a pagan goddess. They put Jesus' resurrection onto Easter. And so these are false ways that if you celebrate them, you're going to bring the wrath of God upon you. Because in Revelation 22:14, you know what it says? Outside of the city gates will be whoremongers, dogs, sorcerers, idolaters, adulterers. Ready? And everyone who loves and maketh a lie. It says a lie. If you make a lie and practice it and you don't repent of it, that's on you. Do you think God's of lies or truth?
True.
Christmas and Easter are lies. So what people try to tell you is, well, we do it for God. We do it for God and we make it our own way and we offer it to God and we do it. Can you offer God what he wants? Your own way? Do anything you want?
I mean, I think you could like at least praise him and thank him.
Oh, you praise him, you thank him, but he told you to do that. But you don't offer these false holidays linked to paganism. Roman Catholicism is a total, corrupt, false system. Do you know that? Roman Catholicism? I mean, it's totally false. It's linked with Satanism and all types of false gospels and all types of added man-made traditions. I've got articles. Do you go on the internet?
Yeah.
Go look up my website, don'tperish.com. Go to my teaching blog for free. Thousands of articles that teach you against the church system. Look up the 10-point test. Look up the gospel. Look up why Christmas and Easter are biblical. Look up how to dress yourself as a man. Look up how to come out of the world. Look up why foot. I teach in all this. And I go take you right to God's word and show you that you must repent and you must come out. And if you don't come out, you're going to be judged. And I was just telling a young man, probably close to your age, the sorer judgment's going to be on you if you don't come out than on the guy in the gutter doesn't know nothing. Because you've been told, haven't you? God, in judgment day, you'll stand before my worker and he'll say, you saw my worker 2 years in a row and you talked to him and he warned you and he told you to repent and he told you to seek righteousness and he told you to walk in all my ways and you didn't. What do you think's going to happen to you then?
I mean, even if you didn't get warned, it's
you're still going to be judged, but your judgment's going to be worse. And here's how I predicate that. Jesus said it's going to be worse for people that reject his workers and his truth than for Sodom and Gomorrah. I've been talking about that a lot today. Why do you think that is?
Because you knew.
You knew. What happened in Sodom? Sodom didn't have a prophet. They didn't have the Spirit of God with them. They didn't have the Word of God. They didn't have a warning. God just said, I'm going to make an example of you. Today, you have the Word. You have the Spirit. Even if you're not born again, you have the Spirit to convict you. You have the Word of God. You know about Jesus. God sent you a worker. Jesus said the judgment is going to be worse for you that reject my workers than it was from Sodom and Gomorrah. I don't want that to be worse for you. But here's the thing. Count the cost. To follow Jesus biblically, it's going to cost you everything. You'll lose most of your friends and family that don't want that. You won't be able to hang out here. You'll have to be stand out and proclaim the truth. You'll be hated. Didn't Jesus say his people will be hated?
You'll get more love in heaven.
Well, it's not why I do it, but there will be a reward, and it's just the fruit that I'm of him. I can't stand with sin. I can't stand with worldliness. I can't stand. The Bible commands I come outside from it and call out to it. I'm not a prophet, but my wife and I are doing a prophet's-like job. What did the prophets do? Went to the places that claimed God's name and called them to repentance, and usually, you know what they did? They killed the prophets. They didn't like them. I don't expect people to like me. I get it. But guess what? Sheep come and talk. And I can tell when they're a sheep. I can tell when the Holy Spirit's working on them. I can tell when things of God are going in them. But guess what? Now you got to obey it. You've got to repent and you got to say, that preacher told me I'm going to lose everything to follow Jesus. The Bible tells me that. Am I willing to lose everything to really follow him? Because right now you're in a corrupt system. You're in the world. You're kind of doing their thing, doing this thing, coming here. But the Bible says, lose your life in Jesus. Will you do it? Will you lose everything to follow him in all of your ways, in all of your words, in all of your actions, and every day in your pursuit? See, worship is where everyday life lived for him, Titus, not a church service and not this. Worship is everyday living for Jesus.
What about, like, when the Bible says two or more gather?
Yeah. No, so who do we gather with? True biblical holy saints that keep the doctrines of God, not compromise Christianity.
So you're still, like, pro-church, like, if there was...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, well, my wife and I travel, so we gather with people online that we know all over the world. If you email me and you say, I want to follow Christ, I want to be biblical, we'll gather with you online and we'll study the Word with you and we can gather and consider you part of the brethren and we'll encourage people all over. But the gathering, not forsaking yourselves together, is the true biblical holy saints, not people keeping this, not people keeping false ways. Because the fruit of God is truth, doctrine, righteousness. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, continue in sound doctrine. You know what doctrine means?
Like, true belief.
Yeah, it's like instruction. Yeah. By which you are saved, and them that hear thee. Why do you think truth and doctrine saves you, Titus?
Because
we're not saved by works, but why do you think walking in sound doctrine saves you?
Truth.
It is truth, and
Holy
who is
Spirit.
The truth?
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and who is, yeah, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and then who is the truth? Jesus. So if you're following the Holy Spirit and following Jesus, you're going to be in truth. You're going to be walking in truth. It's like a police officer should be keeping the law. If they don't keep the law, what's going to happen? They get fired. They get arrested. And so if you're in the truth, if you're of Christ, you follow and you walk after him. Does all that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to Bible study with sometime, man.
Yeah.
You can contact me, email me. My website's there for free. Don't stay in this. You got to come out. How old are you?
17.
Man, you are so young. You could come out of this and save yourself so much sin, worldliness, fornication, carnality. Don't marry a woman unless she's a godly, biblical woman. The Bible teaches women to cover their heads. It does. 1 Corinthians 11. 1 Corinthians 11. Teaches it right in 1 Corinthians 11. And it was the practice, of the New Testament body for 1900 years till feminism came up. It's a New Testament doctrine. It's in 1 Corinthians 11. Your churches don't teach it because they're feminized. Find yourself seeking after Jesus Christ, his truth, his sound doctrine. Test everything, and I'm here to help you. All right? Thanks for coming over, man.
Yeah.
I love you.
I just like talking.
Yeah, I love you.
I've been wanting to talk to you, but
good.
I was like, nah.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of people think because I'm bold and I'm out there that I'm not approachable, but guess what?
If you're not a mocker
and you're not getting in my face and you're not all this, I'm approachable. If you're a seeker, I'm approachable. I'm here for seekers. All right, I love you, man.